This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Has flipped to 2026. He's the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Monday, Buzz Williams. Coach, how you feeling? Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year to you. Good morning.
We'll go back to Friday. Obviously, the Ducks come into town, and you guys a little undermanned, as we've talked about. We know you don't like talking about injuries, but they had a size advantage. What did Altman and his crew do to kind of take advantage of said strength there?
Yes, sir. I think we're figuring some things out. I think our staff's done a really good job, and a credit to our players. They've been very resilient in their willingness to adjust and learn relative to whatever has transpired with our roster. I think we've had some traction over the last couple of weeks in regards to executing some things at a much cleaner level, much more effective level. We shot 18 more balls than Oregon. You're right. We are size deficient. That is one of the things they're best at. They did beat us inside relative to points, relative to size, relative to strength, relative to pounds. We did an incredible job on the offensive glass. We got 16 offensive rebounds. I understand we missed a lot of shots, but we were in a position to get them. We did do a good job of using our speed versus their size. On the other end, when they missed, I thought we did a good job with that. We defensive rebounded 75% of the shots. They only had 7 offensive rebounds. The thing that we struggled with, we struggled to score. We played with a lower turnover rate. We need it to be even lower. We're fighting a lot of margins, and there's not much wiggle room within each of the margins. We didn't get fouled near as much as we need to. They don't foul. We don't foul. That's kind of what it ended up being. We fouled the last 3 possessions on purpose, trying to lengthen the game instead of shorten the game. But there were positives, not necessarily in the outcome, but we've made some strides, and we'll have to make even more strides because the team that we're playing on Wednesday, based on what I've seen thus far, an even different sort of team, more like Iowa than Oregon was in regards to their ability to shoot from 3 and multiple guys on the floor that can score.
Yeah, Hoosiers coming up a couple of nights here. But you talk about the struggles offensively, Buzz. 28% from the field, 20% from beyond the arc. You don't coach to miss. But is shot selection a problem here, or is it you're just getting these open looks and unfortunately they're just not falling for you right now?
I think shot selection would have been a category that we were poor at in the month of November. I think our guys understand, as our roster has changed, there's a different way we're trying to score now than we were in the month of November. I think our shot selection has improved. Specific to Friday, I don't think that there were many shots that I would look at relative to how we're trying to score and say, we shouldn't have shot that ball. We need to play a little faster. We didn't quite play as fast as we needed to in the first half. We were much quicker in the second half. But again, we need some free throw makes, but we've got to get to the free throw line for that to occur. We're going to attempt more threes than we were prior to Gochi's injury, just so that we can try to accumulate enough points offensively to win. We're going to try to take away the three more defensively. That is a problem at the rim from a size standpoint, but we're not going to be able to give up threes at the rate we were in November and have a chance. So we've done a much better job. Oregon made five threes going into the game. They were shooting 48% of their shots from three. They only shot 33% of their shots from three in our game. So we're doing better, not necessarily completely shown on the scoreboard. But I think the threes that we took, I don't think it was a shot selection standpoint. That has been a problem. I don't think that was the problem on Friday. We're turning the ball over at a lower rate. That has helped us get more shots. And with our roster being what it is, some of those shots are probably going to trend towards we're going to shoot more threes than twos. I think that our guys understand we've got to play with a low turnover rate, yet at the same time, play with a little bit of pace maybe before the defense is set, while understanding it's a delicate balance of we can't shoot a bad shot because arguably the best shot we're going to get is an offensive rebound. So we need to shoot it when the four guys on the floor that don't shoot it know that you're about to shoot it. And I think we're improving in that regard. We just didn't make a high percentage. Like you said, we shot half of our balls, a little over half of our balls from three, and made 20% from three. And then overall, you know, we didn't score many wood twos or at the rim. And so when we get a layup, we got to make it. That's been a problem all year long. When we don't have a layup, we need to make sure we're shooting what we would call a predictable shot, so that if we miss that predictable shot, we have a chance to get the rebound. And somewhere in between, whether it's the rim or the three, how can we get to the bonus before the opponent in order to accumulate points from the free throw line?
It's still relatively early in the year, but is it almost hard to, you know, not ask yourself, man, what if? At this point, I mean, looking at someone like Solomon Washington, I mean, since he's been healthy enough to play about six games here, he's played great, but about half of those games, Farrell Payne's been missing. So it goes back to this whole continuity point. But, you know, as coach, is it hard not to stop yourself and be like, man, I mean, what if, you know?
Yeah, I would be lying if I didn't say that at 2 o'clock in the morning, I think of that on occasion. I do think I have been inspired by our group to that question, similar to what you said in the fall. Hey guys, we're going to play like this. When the other team has the ball, this is what we do. When we have the ball, this is what we do. And then the first practice out of training camp, Solo does everything but break his ankle. And so I say the next day, hey guys, you remember this? We're going to adjust it. And you guys remember on this end, we were going to do this. We're going to adjust it. So we went from October the 6th until November the 30th without Solo. And I know you guys remember Gochi's fall in Milwaukee. Thankful that he returned. He missed the one game against Mount St. Mary's. And then in the first half, gets hurt again against Michigan. I think that was the first home Big Ten game. And then since then, I believe we played at UVA. We played ODU. And we've played Oregon. Now, to your point, in those three games, Solo has practiced every day. Gochi has not practiced. And so the things we were doing initially changed before we ever played. And then the things that we were doing with Solo, that changed. And then the things that we're doing without Gochi, that's changed. And so that's part of coaching. That's part of playing. Injuries are a part of sport. Those are two good players. Those are two players that we were dependent on in regards to our decision-making in putting together 15 new players for the roster. that doesn't justify that we're 7-7. That doesn't justify that we shot 20% from three. That doesn't justify that, we're size deficient. Rakese Passmore, who tore his Achilles, nobody says anything about him, the transfer from Kansas, who hasn't played. That's just kind of part of sports. And that was part of it when you guys were my age. That was part of it when we were all in college. I think when it's all brand new, when it's a brand new team, a brand new roster, and there's such volatility within the newness and volatility with the injuries, it's hard to gain traction. And that's what I've been inspired by. Our guys have been very receiving of these changes, and our staff has been superb in regards to, hey, never mind, scrap that. Now what do we need to do? And a lot of the things that we're doing offensively, we literally started doing at UVA. And then we took 3 days off for Santa Claus. So some of it we're beginning to build on, and some of it our guys are getting continuity with. We're trying to be better in the film room on a daily basis, not preparing for the opponent as much as continuing to figure out what is best for us on both sides of the ball. And our guys have done that. It hasn't resulted in the wins, but there has been momentum in the process. And I think you have to have momentum in the process before you ever have momentum in the outcomes.
Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Coach, we appreciate your time as always. Good luck against the Hoosiers on Wednesday, and then out against UCLA coming up in a few days after that.
Have a good day. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you guys.
There he is, Buzz Williams. And same to you, Coach. By the way, I didn't want to break it to him that you haven't even reached his age yet.
Do I sound that old?
Well, you guys are my age. Well, I'll pass you there, Buzz. No, it ain't even there yet. We'll come back. More of your phone calls. Ravens season has come to an end. Heartbreaking loss at that. But is there a sense of relief that the season has come to an end? Because a lot of people, myself included, thought an inevitable playoff exit was soon to follow, because I didn't think they would get to the playoffs. But then again, they drug us back into it. We were feeling it. And to lose the way that they did, just get blown out by 30. You know what I mean?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Had a big touchdown pass to Tez Walker. And then the Ravens offense went sleepy time for the better part of two quarters, mainly because Pittsburgh had the ball. Dominated time of possession, but he was missing throws. He was getting the ball slapped back in his face. He had the deflected pick. He could not run angles and all of this crazy stuff. Then in the fourth quarter, all of a sudden, he just became, you know, a franchise quarterback and made some brilliant plays, including avoiding the sack when it looked like he was done. Throws the touchdown pass, reads the defense, because that's been one of the criticisms. Hit Zay Flowers, and on fourth and seven, I likely deserves a lot of credit for this one, but threw the pass that we thought put them in game-winning field goal range. So, I mean, the Ravens have many problems. I've said it before. I don't want to speak for you. Lamar Jackson's not one of them. He's the guy you build the team around, not run out of town and, hey, let's rebuild. And forget about it. Well, who replaces Harps? Who's replacing your effing quarterback if you get rid of him?
Right. And that's it's also important to point out that, you know, because he hadn't been playing the best game prior to that, even still, when you got to the fourth quarter, like, all right, this is still our guy. This guy still gives us the best shot to win. And the Lamar experience was on full display there to have, all right, sort of a rough first half, low statistical totals and everything, and then just turn it on there in the fourth when you're down to your last shot and to escape what looked like a guaranteed sack, avoiding two guys, heave it downfield on the fly for the touchdown. The throw to Likely was on the money. Great catch, but the throw had to be on the money as well. And then just everything he did, all the improv there in the fourth quarter, leading, commanding those drives, keeping a level head, that's everything I would have wanted out of him. And it's the reasons why when people were saying, oh, Tyler Huntley over Lamar, Tyler Huntley's not doing that. You know, forget the improv ability. He's just not pushing the ball physically downfield the way Lamar did.
It to me, and I'm going to go old man before we get to the phones, and Tony, you're next. And by the way, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, Vinny's on vacation. It's Vinny and Haney here on this season-ending Monday. The vitriol this guy gets is incredible to me. You would think he's Kyle Bowler. Eddie Murray took this kind of heat towards the end of his Orioles career, even though he had led them a world championship and multiple all-stars and playoff appearances and such. But you would think Lamar Jackson is the worst quarterback that's ever played for this team. Now, the playoff shortcomings speak for themselves. And until that becomes a positive talking point, the criticism's never going to change. But to want to get rid of Lamar Jackson for insert quarterback here, I mean, look at the quarterback situations throughout the National Football League. I mean, look at the Colts. A 44-year-old guy who might be a head coach next year in Phillip Rivers. Look at Pittsburgh. You know, they're going to run it back with Aaron Rodgers. I don't get the level. I'm not saying he's above criticism, Nolan, but just the downright hatred for him and his ability to play football. It's incredible to me.
Well, there'll still be time for it later this offseason, yeah. But I think the fact that, you know, we still got a long way to go here today, but nobody's even remotely mentioned Lamar and his performance from what we've heard is a blame for yesterday. That tells it all. When, like you said, it's people don't need any excuse to point the finger at Lamar. They'll do it. And we haven't heard it yet. Maybe we will. But I think the fact that nobody's really going there, that says it all. Everyone sees what happened yesterday.
Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, you know, I'm watching this game unfold. I'm thinking about Brew Brothers and next Monday all this. I really was. And I want some of your callers and a lot of people to stop all this nonsense when they bring up the defense and the stuff caught up with us. The fact is, we was in position, and all we needed, forget Derrick Henry didn't get the ball second half against New England or whatever, to cover up all the deficiencies. All we needed was a 44-yard field goal. And I called you a week before the season started, regular season, and I told you, when Tyler Lute in preseason missed the extra point for no reason at all, a lot of the people was enamored because he had made a couple of long field goals. And I said to you specifically, I said, he can make some long ones, but he can't be doing stuff to kill momentum. And his kickoffs all year have went out of bounds. And all Harbaugh said is he's working on it or whatever. Well, it hindered us again yesterday, kicking that ball out of bounds. And this is something that I saw coming into a season and caught up with us, and he cannot come back to this team. And I'm going to reference it to, you remember when Hoskins missed that kick in Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
Ozzie immediately went out and got Cundiff. He wouldn't put up with that stuff. Well, after we had fought so hard to get back in that game against Brett Favre, and Steve Hoskins missed something like a 39-yarder, Ozzie said, that's it. That's what made us go out and get Cundiff, I think. But this kid can't come back. I mean, you definitely can't hand him the job. After all that we overcome this year, Lamar being hurt and this and that, not giving Henry the ball, all we needed to advance to play a Houston team. And let's face it, Houston's not Warren Moon and Earl Campbell coming in here. They have deficiencies on offense, where I didn't think that would be such a tall order. But it's all for naught. This is all goes on a kick or whatever, and I just wish it ended a better way. And I got one quick thing to ask you guys.
Yeah.
They do talk about the pass rush. What happened with the situation with Jadeveon Clowney bringing him back? Because I think he could have helped us out. I'll leave you guys with that.
All right, Tony, thank you. And, I will not be seeing you at Brew Brothers coming up Monday, watching me lose $200 in a slot machine. I think Cowboys swooped in first to get Clowney. And I don't know, I mean, we connected dots thinking that would be a perfect reunion, but didn't come to fruition. And you know, Clowney's a couple years older than he was 2 years ago when he was a godsend to a team that led the NFL in sacks that year. I think it's more of an indictment that we're asking for Clowney and Van Noy and trading for Draymond Jones on DaCosta not developing pass rushers. I mean, we can go back to Peter Boulware, Suggs, who's probably going to wind up in a Hall of Fame, but they've also brought in others from outside of the organization that have helped the call. Justin Houston was filling in. Elvis Dumervil, I referenced him earlier. This year's team was just, they were bad at getting to the quarterback and not even in the win rate and quarterback hits category. Matthew Judon in his prime would have been Terrell Suggs on this team compared to what we saw this year in the pass rush.
That's the thing. I mean, at a certain point, they were who they were. You know, you got a red-hot Draymond Jones who had four sacks in four games at the trade deadline coming in here, and then, all right, he made an impact, but it wasn't the sack kind of impact. You know, so you would say, oh, we should have had Clowney, we should have had this player here, that player there. At a certain point, none of them were getting the job done. And then when I combine that with the fact that Oweh did nothing here for how many weeks, immediately goes to a new team, and it's like a completely different player. How can I not think that it's majority scheme and coaching related? It goes both ways, but still, like, I mean, if Oweh played a full season here, how many sacks does he finish with? Maybe three?
We had zero when he left, right. But isn't Minter the DC there in Chargerville with a Ravens connection, if I'm not mistaken?
There's a lot of connections.
Jesse Minter. All right, let's get out to the phones. Andy and Dundalk. Andy, thanks for holding. It's a season-ending Monday here on The Fan.
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of hearing everywhere around Baltimore and on the sports talk shows how frustrated. That word frustrated has been like the second word in the language since the last 10 years. We've won three playoff games with John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, and we have more problems than what's been said about rushing the quarterback. We can't tackle. We probably, I don't know the numbers, but I'm going to guess we are close to leading the league in giving up yards after contact. We just can't tackle.
Good point.
Hamilton can tackle. After that, you don't have a tackler. Maybe Roquan would be second, but that's a second problem. What your guy just brought up about the kicking game, that's a serious problem. You can't keep the ball in bounds. You can't keep the ball in the landing zone. I mean, and I don't know what to say about the rest. You know, the whole game management thing, Henry ran the ball 15 times in the first half and only touched it five times in the second half. And I could go on and on. I don't think we're going to get a better quarterback than Lamar, but I do think him and Harbaugh both need to go. And the reason I say that is not anything particular against Lamar, except for the injuries. But the reason I think we're better off without him is we have money then under the cap to buy the things that we need on the offensive and defensive line and other things that we need. We can get an adequate quarterback or another quarterback through the draft. But we're not winning with Lamar. That's been proven over 9 years. 9 years, three playoff wins. Three playoff wins don't get you to a Super Bowl and win it. Not even if you're, unless you're the number one seed. And the Ravens have been that, and it hasn't worked out well for us. We've always gotten an early exit, and there's always been an excuse like why we only ran six times against Kansas City when Buffalo just ran for 200 yards the week before, and we were the number one rushing offense. I'm tired of the excuses. I'm tired of the nonsense, and I'm tired of the losing. Winning in the regular season is only so much fun, because when you lose in the first round of the playoffs or you don't make it, that's just, it's hard to swallow.
All right, Andy, thank you for the call. What do you think, Nolan?
Well, I don't get the Lamar part of that, where he says...
He's talking about getting a quarterback. You can get an adequate quarterback.
No, you can't.
That's why most teams don't have adequate quarterbacks.
Right, and if, I don't care if you're talking about this year's draft or any of the drafts in the next 5 years. It's not that easy, but especially this year, no, it's a non-starter. I mean, the Raiders are going to have the number one overall pick and a need for a quarterback. Mendoza seems like he's the no-brainer pick. Whether he works out or not, I have no idea. And right now, I'd probably lean towards no. Like, he is not your typical, number one quarterback taken. He's the prototypical franchise guy. Can't miss with this pick. No, it's very much a mystery. And when you talk about the quarterback class overall this year, think about what they said about last year's class. How bad it was. How desperate teams were. How many teams were reaching with some of their quarterback picks. Early indication is that this year could be even more shallow in terms of quarterbacks. So what, the Ravens are picking at 14 overall, somewhere in that range? No, they're not even in consideration for a good quarterback if they even wanted to take one.
And I would like to think we'll take a break, get more phone calls. You're going to join us, by the way, listeners, for news from the Nats coming up top of the hour that they'll renegotiate Lamar's contract, free up the necessary money, because the cap hit's going to be $75 million for the next couple of years or something crazy like that, which is, it is not a smart business model because you have no money left for anything else that you need, because they need pass rushers. They need to upgrade the offensive line. Maybe they need more of a true, like Starks we like, certainly like Kyle Hamilton. I mean, we've talked about missed tackles. We call it Nate Wiggins in that situation. I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be addressed.
We don't really have a choice with Wiggins. Remove him, what does the secondary look like?
We'll come back, take your phone calls. Then we got the whip. Then more of your calls. News from the Nats, top of the hour. Ravens season is over. Should it be the end of the John Harbaugh era? And Eric DaCosta, I think that little smoke needs to go that way too, because he built the team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals, and the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands.
or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming up here at 2 o'clock, Pete Carroll out with the Raiders, Raheem Morris out in Atlanta, Kevin Stefanski out in Cleveland. Let's get out to the phones. Dave in Perry Hall. Dave, what's up?
Hi, Bob. How are you doing? It's a pleasure listening to you.
Well, I appreciate it.
I'm not going to re-echo what all the other people have said on the phone because I've got the frustration too. But one thing that puzzled me, when they were getting ready to kick, the play right before that, Jackson fell down. Couldn't they have had enough time to maybe give that ball to Henry, try to get him, you know, up the middle and get a little closer for Loop? Or not? Was time a factor there?
No, they had a timeout, and thanks for the call. I mean, are we going to debate that? That you run Henry, get five more yards, make it a 39-yard field goal for Tyler Loop? Or do you err on the side? Well, it's a moot point because we know what they did. Took a knee, burned that last timeout. 2 seconds left, and he missed the field goal. If they hand it to Henry, or there's a bad snap, and they turn the ball over, we know exactly where the tone of this conversation is going to be.
Yep. It's not even consideration for me. You know, it was a wild game, crazy outcomes. We've seen Henry fumble in crunch time multiple times this season.
Buffalo game. Turn the tide of that one.
I'm not losing sleep over what would be a hypothetical difference of 4 or 5 yards. Again, hypothetical. You run the play there and he gets stuffed or maybe even loses a yard like you did on the kneel down. All right, same situation. None of this absolves Tyler Loop from missing from 44. Quite frankly, I know you could say, okay, if it's a little bit closer of a kick, he goes into it with a different mentality. Maybe a little bit, but I think it was the situation itself. Oh, this is it. Last play of the entire season comes down to this. It's the first time I've really been tested by this kind of situation. I think in that moment, it doesn't matter if it was 39, 44, 30. Probably just didn't have the mental to make it from the jump.
And I said it in the opening of the show. We're going to take a break at the whip, then get back to you people. News from the Nets coming up top of the hour. I don't want to hear he's a rookie. Can't put the season in the hands of a rookie. Well, they did it with Justin Tucker. Mile high miracle. Now, they needed a miracle play to even get it to where it was, but he kicked a game-winning field goal. He kicked a walk-off against New England in national TV early in that season. Justin Tucker was 4 for 4, if I'm not mistaken, from beyond 50 his rookie season. He was just wired differently. Hey, Boswell, who hadn't missed an extra point, 5 years? He total gack that even set that situation up at the time.
Rookie or veteran? If you have a kicker that you don't trust to make a 44-yarder with the game on the line in the NFL, that's not an NFL kicker. Plain and simple.
We hear Loop compared to Cundiff. Cundiff himself became a verb.
Mm-hmm.
Or an adjective. Well, either way, Cundiff got Cundiffed. Does Loop get Cundiffed after 1 year, given the vitriol he's going to face from Ravens fans until he kicks a game-winning field goal in a playoff game? We'll come back with a whip, then your phone calls. Top of the hour, news from the Nest. Ravens season is over. Is there a sense of relief, or do you truly believe this is a team that, if they got to the playoffs, could have made a run? Well, it's a moot point now. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. It's Vinny and Haney. Vinny's on vacation. We're talking football and more here on The Fan.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game. Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Top of the Whip Around here on this season-ending Monday. For the Ravens, that is. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, other side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation. There was another game, Nolan, in the AFC North. No significance in regards to the standings or playoff achievement, but still went down to the wire. And for the Browns, they end the season on a high note. How about that?
Good snap. Good hold. Nearly blocked. It is good. But there is a flag.
I think that's going to stand, Tom.
Andre Schmidt 49-yard field goal at the buzzer as the Browns stunned the Cincinnati Bengals 20-18. So they finished the year on a high note. Joe Burrow, 3 touchdown passes in the season finale. By the way, for those pining for Joe Burrow over Lamar Jackson, 3rd straight year his team's missed the playoffs. On top of him missing a ton of games. By the way, I think Joe Burrow's a hell of a player. But again, it goes back to the Ravens have problems. Quarterback is a one-up. Now, Zach Taylor's keeping his job. So is Duke Tobin. For Kevin Stefanski, however, no. That win wasn't enough to save him as he was relieved of his duties early this morning.
Yeah, and hearing Adam Schefter talk about it yesterday, not just Stefanski, but all the coaches that were potentially on the hot seat, that was the one that he was willing to refer to as pretty much a guarantee. Like, this guy's gone. You know, there's nothing that's going to change it today. And, I mean, maybe when you look at Cleveland in the long run, it's hard to argue for keeping him. But, I mean, I see a coach that's done, in my opinion, quite a bit with no resources. Has navigated the Deshaun Watson debacle about as well as you could hope from just a PR standpoint, trying to say the right things, and then also trying to coach a team that is built to lose because they botched their quarterback contract that bad over the last couple of years. He's a 2-time coach of the year. You know, you win that once, maybe it's a fluke. You win it twice, I think that says something. Again, looking at the resources that he's done it with, you know, when all these headlines out there say that he'll be the first call for a lot of these vacancies, I believe it.
And you look at their quarterback room in July. Watson recovering from the Achilles. Joe Flacco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Shador, Dylan Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, wasn't he part of the equation?
Huntley was there.
Huntley. I mean, they had a million quarterbacks, and in the end, they might not have any. When it's all said and done. So I agree with you. It's Stefanski's from an offensive background. If he doesn't get a head coaching job, I would think he'd be a very attractive candidate to run somebody's offense in 2026 and beyond.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to see him with an organization that doesn't have that reputation for just being a complete lost cause. You know, because I, again, if you're going to go the retread route, and there's some teams out there, like, say, the Ravens, that if they were to make a change, their history suggests that they might shy away from a retread and they want to find the new hot young commodity. If you're going to go the retread route, again, I'd be hard-pressed to find a better candidate right now than him.
Yeah, and the Ravens have only had 3 coaches. Ted Marchibroda, rest in peace, was brought in from the Art Modell regime. And Ted had had success and coached the Colts to the AFC Championship game a couple years prior. But Brian Billick was that hot commodity OC coming out of Minnesota. John Harbaugh is a guy that nobody ever heard of before. Knew his brother, Jim, because he played for the Ravens and was a standout at Michigan, et cetera, et cetera. But Kevin Stefanski, he won't be unemployed long, I would assume. College football playoffs, and we'll talk more about this as the week rolls on, because we get to the semifinals coming up on Thursday. Miami stuns Ohio State 24-14. So for people saying that they didn't deserve to be in, Notre Dame did. Miami's like, hold my beer. We're 2 wins away from winning national championship. Indiana want puffy pants on Alabama 38-3. Ole Miss stuns Georgia. And in the process, earns Ole Lane Kiffin an extra $500K. As they win that SEC shootout 39-34. And in the snooze fest of the weekend, it was Oregon shutting out Texas Tech 23-7 there.
Yeah, kind of some crappy games on New Year's Day, especially that Oregon one and then the Rose Bowl follow-up to just be that much of a blowout. I mean, I had much higher expectations. That was a little boring for my taste.
You know, just watching Alabama get spanked is cool for a lot of people there. But Ole Miss, how about them moving on? Seems as though Kiffin might be pulling some of his dudes out of the Ole Miss staff because they're trying to get their business rolling at LSU, right?
Just, if you're going to be gone, be gone.
Yeah.
Remove yourself from this lingering and everything. Even being there in attendance is strange behavior, in my opinion. I don't care that it's being hosted in Louisiana.
Well, he wasn't there. He was at the LSU basketball game.
Oh, okay.
Him and Kim Mulkey. She literally held his hand and walked about on the court.
All right. Well, that's a little more appropriate.
Yeah. Well, the plan was that he was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he went to Baton Rouge to watch some women's basketball. It's the whip around. NBA last night, real quick. Minnesota beat the Wiz 141-115. So somebody did beat the Wiz, if you remember that old reference. Bob Carrington, Baltimore, 7 points, 4 assists for Washington. Ant-Man had 35 for the T-Wolves. Miami beats New Orleans 125-106. Derrick Queen, Baltimore, Maryland, St. Francis, you get it. He had 13, 6, and 4. Norman Powell had 34 for the Heat, pumping in some stuff there. Phoenix beat OKC 108-105. Suns quietly having a pretty good year. Aaron Wiggins, 5 and 4 for the Thunder there. Phoenix hit 17 threes as they shoot 40% from beyond New York. And it was Lakers 120-114 over Memphis. Santi Aldama, 12, 10, and 7 for the Grizz. Loyola, same with Cam Spencer, 5-7-9. Wasn't enough. Luka Doncic pumped in 36 for the L.A. Lakers. When we come back, news from the Nets, we're taking your phone calls. So if you're on the phones, you're next. Then we got Fire Cell, then you and phone calls. We got Childs Walker from the Baltimore Banner, 1 o'clock. Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, he joins us at 1:30. We're going to look back at Nolan's Keys. We'll look back at our picks as the regular season ends. Thankfully, I'm like the Ravens. Just get it over with already. Unlike the Ravens, though, we're moving on to the playoffs. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. It's the end of season Monday here on 105.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.